Hang on to your Santa hat.
Hello, Merry Christmas, team.
Christmas is coming. Hey! For the last 180 years, there's a company that's been supplying Christmas treats to a hungry nation.
It's an awful lot of biscuits.
McVitie's. This year, they're counting on their biscuit selection, giving them their best festive season yet.
You know, success is winning Christmas.
Selling more biscuits to more people than ever before.
I'll take it from here.
Cut.
But there is still a lot to be done.
We've got to scale it up.
There's nothing moving, it's like we've got a problem.
Every hour counts, every case counts.
Christmas isn't the only challenge facing McVitie's. This year, they took a gamble on a brand new product.
So we really have no choice but to get it right now.
So we've got a lot to worry about today.
The white chocolate digestive.
That's so disappointing.
As McVitie's hit their busiest time of the year.
We're going to absolutely smash that order.
We discover how one of the nation's best-selling biscuitiers work their Christmas magic.
Only 50 more things to do, and then it's Christmas here! Yay!
Inside McVitie's at Christmas. Hashtag Inside McVitie's.
For McVitie's, Christmas is the most important time of the year. They produce over 92 million biscuits a day.
I love Christmas, oh gee, I really do.
The whole team has been working really hard.
And with the Christmas sweet biscuit market worth over £130 million, there is a lot riding on a successful festive season.
All year round, we all work together as a family.
Yes, I really do.
So, to stay ahead of the competition, McVitie's need to constantly innovate. A new product has been developed to do just that.
So this is our Penguin Christmas Cracker, so it's just new for this year.
Giving the penguin a festive facelift fell to seasonal brand manager Rebecca Doherty and packaging development manager Sara Castillo.
We've started with these types of cracker, which we thought that it was suitable for penguin.
But how long does it take to get to a finished design for something like a penguin cracker?
It was 6 months from brief until the packaging is qualified. We had to test it, making sure that the opening was big enough for our factory to put the contents as fast and as easy as possible.
So this Christmas we'll be making 500,000 penguin Christmas crackers.
Red penguin crackers.
500,000 penguin crackers with 115 days to go to Christmas. That is a lot of work and all by hand.
One red, yellow.
Each cracker contains a penguin, a pack of mini biscuits and a party hat.
It's okay, so you take it okay on the system.
Before being loaded and shipped to shops all over the country. The penguin cracker is important, but McVitie's have another product launch where the stakes are much, much higher. They've decided to launch a new version of one of the nation's favourite biscuits, the digestive, but covered in white chocolate. Millions of pounds of development is at risk. For managing director David Murray, it's a nervous time.
You don't have a way to anticipate how people will respond to it. I mean, the brand is almost 100 years old, the chocolate digestive. McVitie's is almost 200 years old. You imagine we can bring a new biscuit out, a chocolate digestive that's white. The last thing you want to do is disappoint them and not deliver.
And that is not an option.
That's good. That's a really good score.
A failed product launch can fatally damage even the biggest of companies. But the development of the white chocolate digestive starts in an unusual way, with something called a food safari.
Smells milky, smells creamy.
Global lead product development chef Robert Craggs is part of the team that develops new products for McVitie's. He is an internationally renowned chef who earlier this year created a cake to celebrate the King's coronation. Today's challenge, to balance the sweetness of white chocolate with the hint of savoury found in the digestive biscuit base.
So last week was a great week. I was out exploring a city, and my average step count last week was 26,000 steps a day.
First stop is high-end chocolatier William Curley to sample an unexpected combination of flavours.
So here we are, the miso and white chocolate. And this one excites me. This is a clever chocolate. At the very end, you add a little bit of miso, so I've got a kind of salty note running through the chocolate.
Miso is a fermented soybean paste found in Japanese soup, not usually chocolate.
Eating white chocolate on its own can be a little bit sickly and a little bit sweet, but I thought the miso just brings a complete different dimension running through it.
And you get a hint of that saltiness. Yeah, it's reminiscent of our digestive base. Having a little bit of savouriness in there or less sweetness can make those flavours absolutely sing and pop. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Next stop, white chocolate at the other end of the scale.
Maybe we should go with a Milky Bar. That's certainly very nostalgic in the UK. There's our classic Milky Bar emblem. Yeah, the classic Milky Bar aroma. Yeah, it's lovely, it's creamy. Those condensed milk notes, fabulous, just what I remember.
For inspiration on combining white chocolate and a crunchy biscuit, Robert heads to foodie hotspot Crumbs and Doyley's Bakery.
So, what's really important, certainly in the world that I'm in, is that crunch of the biscuit. And what you can see there is some of the soft, oozing white chocolate chunks. Absolutely fabulous. Lovely, fatty, milky, creamy. Yeah, you can smell. And some of that, those malty notes from the cereal. Yeah.
Robert takes a bite of a crumbly cookie.
That crunch.
Mm-hmm. And the immediate kind of like the sweetness of the white chocolate.
You can hear it, you can feel it, you can texture in your mouth, you can feel the crunch, you can hear it in your ears, much like a biscuit. Fabulous, absolutely fabulous.
Full of sugar and spice and probably some indigestion tablets, Chef Robert returns to McVitie's HQ.
So what I've learned today with white chocolate is that the key things are we need some of our condensed milk flavour, that fatty mouthfeel, and a little hint of vanilla, but it also needs to work with salt and the base of our biscuit.
The launch of the white chocolate digestive is vital to McVitie's having a good Christmas. But a truly successful festive season depends on another, much older biscuit favourite. The Victoria Selection. Launched in 1960, it has two layers of eight different chocolate biscuits. For 1 in 10 households in the UK, Christmas isn't Christmas without a Victoria Selection, as this classic, if sickly sweet advert from 2014 shows.
A man in a Christmas jumper opens a Victoria Selection, then watches with his smiling family as a pug puppy crawls out of the box and walks across the table.
The man in charge of delivering the Victoria assortment is Brian Jones, factory manager of the McVitie's Wigston factory in Leicester.
The reason why this is so special is, well, when you think Victoria, you think Christmas. So you think Slade, King's Speech, turkey, and Victoria.
What we have is the milk chocolate rounder. It's going to be difficult not to eat these as I go. Milk chocolate finger. Sorry, couldn't resist.
Favorite.
Yeah, dark orange dream. It tastes as good as it sounds, so yeah, that would be my favourite.
A conveyor belt transporting biscuits.
Down on the factory floor, the 423 million biscuits needed to make Christmas happen are being produced. That job falls to supply chain manager Azim Mohammed.
What's the run be like this morning?
It's a beautiful run, yeah, not bad at all. Good.
He's worked at McVitie's for 24 years. When it comes to biscuits, not much gets past Azim.
Yeah, so next one we're going to do is a milk choc Rio.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got last mix upstairs now.
Right.
As all bakers know, biscuit perfection starts with the dough.
Excellent. How's the dough looking?
Yeah,
looks great. Beautiful, yeah. Excellent. That's good. Dough looks very good, very consistent. Excellent.
The half ton of dough is formed into biscuit shapes by specially designed rollers.
Be careful.
Weighing up to 350 kilos and worth over £10,000, each roller is machine crafted from brass.
These are different types of rollers that we have. So we've got a Hobbies roller, a Big Ring roller, we've got a Victoria Digestive roller, a Dreams roller.
Once pressed, the raw biscuit dough is baked.
We'll see the oven has four different zones, so each zone has different temperature control. It could take us an average of about 15 minutes to bake a biscuit, or it could take up to 30 to 40 minutes to bake a biscuit. This is the end of the process, so at this stage it's important we check the quality, we check the moisture, the height, the weight of the biscuit. So as you can see, the colour is just right in spec, the size is just perfect, the weight looks good as well. Yeah, very good. Very happy today's production.
It's then covered in chocolate, a crucial process supervised by factory manager Brian.
Well, this is the chocolate enrobing area. So you've seen the biscuits being made on the oven. They then come through the process. And this is the machine that puts the chocolate on them before it enters into the fridge. Straight from there, being packed into Victoria.
Brian watches the flow of biscuits. Then workers making up selection trays.
Each biscuit is then packed by hand, a process overseen by assortments team manager Dean Hassell, who has worked for McVitie's since he left school.
Hiya, so anything missing or anything that's not flat, just make sure they're all flat on the line so they're all nicely going through the wrap. Thank you. This is the wrapping machine. This wraps approximately 96 packets per minute.
The boxes of biscuits are wrapped in foil to keep them oven fresh for up to 3 months.
That equates to a total of 5 million packets every year, which is an awful lot of biscuits.
In 24 hours, 1.3 million biscuits will pass through the packing lines and find their way into a box of Victoria. Things might be going well for Victoria, but with the clock ticking...
That's going to be quite challenging around the sides if the chocolate's that liquid.
The development of the all-important white chocolate digestive is proving a headache.
This one is going to have to be a no because it is too thick.
Inside McVitie's at Christmas. Hashtag Inside McVitie's.
It's the countdown to Christmas, and for McVitie's, that means biscuits. Lots and lots of biscuits. This year, they have taken a gamble with the launch of their new take on one of Britain's favourite biscuits, the digestive. Global lead product development chef Robert Craggs is the man charged with creating the white chocolate for the new digestive, and he has done his research. Back at McVitie's Research and Development Lab, Chef Robert is ready for the next stage of the process.
Right then, so what we've got on the table today is some white chocolate.
From drinks to bars, cookies and donuts, it's this palette of flavours that will help Chef Robert decide what he wants his recipe to taste like.
So what we will do today is we will get under the skin of the flavour of white chocolate and then we work out what we want our biscuit to taste of.
He is starting with Britain's favourite, Milky Bar, which sells 1.9 billion white chocolate buttons every year.
One of the favourites was the Milky Bar, one of the tried and trusted, I suppose, benchmarks and widely recognised white chocolates in the UK market.
Robert tries pieces of white chocolate from the large selection laid out on a conference table.
So how this is going to help inform the white chocolate digestive is each one of these products display different attributes. Maybe some are very caramelised, some are very buttery, some are very milky or dairy. Some have vanilla, some have less vanilla in.
Next for Chef Robert is to identify the flavour attributes he likes for a white chocolate recipe that will work with the slightly savoury digestive base.
I'm really looking forward to what we do next with a white chocolate digestive.
Over days and weeks of testing, the recipe will be refined. The next stage of the process is taking the perfect tasting chocolate and making sure it can be applied to the biscuit base.
It's the biggest launch of the year, so it's one of our real priorities.
And it's a lot trickier than you might think.
It's not a case of just putting white chocolate on the top of a digestive, we need to really understand how we can really optimise that overall eat experience.
At just 29, lead product development manager Sophie Steeles already has an impressive track record in the food industry. She has helped create some of the country's best-loved new products, from breads to pesto and now biscuits.
So a lot of work has already gone in behind the scenes on us choosing the best chocolate. And now today, I really need to work on making sure that chocolate is processable in the factory.
Chef Robert has asked Sophie to look at three different white chocolate mixtures. They taste the same, but have different consistencies.
So we've obviously made the biscuits, and now we're going to look at some different chocolate options to see which one sticks to the biscuit best.
A number of things can affect the consistency of chocolate, including quantity of key ingredients like fat and emulsifiers.
So this is one of our options of different viscosities that we're trialling today. So it's really starting to drip down the sides here, so I think that'll be really challenging in an automated process. Obviously, when it turns over at the end, that's going to be quite challenging around the sides if the chocolate's that liquid.
Yeah, it's likely to slide over the roller, so...
And it also might be flicking bits off, and yeah. I think we might see challenges there.
So batch one, the chocolate covering on the biscuit is too thin.
So we can see that it's not spreading as nicely as the last one. And you can see the lines of the palette knife in it. And it'd be very difficult when the chocolate goes through the line. So in the factory, the biscuit comes like this through the chocolate, pushed by a wire belt. So that's how the chocolate gets stuck on. And so because this being thicker, that will be more challenging for us to use in a factory setting. So this one is going to have to be a no because it is too thick for us to use.
And batch two is too thick. Hopefully the final one is just right.
So let's try that third one and hopefully that gives us a better visual.
Sophie spreads the chocolate over a round biscuit.
I think it's the clear winner of the three of them. I think it's giving us the best coverage. We're not seeing any drips down the side. This is the best option we have going into the factory, and I can't foresee any major challenges.
A forklift driver removes a packed pallet from a lorry.
Back at the Victoria factory, production of the Christmas selection box is going into overdrive.
How's your day?
And with just 6 weeks until their deadline.
Very busy, very busy.
They're on schedule, but only just. Assortment's team manager, Dean Hassel, is happy. As the boxes fly off the production line...
Carton's OK, packet's OK. Good stuff.
..before being transported to McVitie's distribution centre in Ashby de la Zouche, where the next challenge is to transport all 5 million a year to shops and supermarkets up and down the country.
This is the best team we have. Don't tell the other teams that.
Organised by a fleet of automated cranes which move once every 17 seconds, the distribution centre can store 700 million biscuits.
Right, afternoon, everybody. Our peak season's just started. Got about 2,000 pallets, and this is the team to deliver it.
Making sure Christmas runs smoothly at the distribution centre is warehouse manager Keith Adams.
Got a busy afternoon in front of us, so it's very, very important we keep on top of the schedule and make sure we have no late loads so we don't upset any of our key customers.
A woman picks up a pallet with a forklift.
Helping Keith deliver one of the many Christmas orders is forklift picker Elaine.
Today, Elaine, you will be moving at least, I would say, 500 pallets, at least 10 trailers worth for Victoria today.
I started on the 10th of September 1979 as a temporary packer on a jammy dodger line, and I'm still here 44 years later.
Elaine needs to get going. There are orders to fill.
It's telling me to take the pallet to grid 23, but 4A lower. So I'm going to go and pick it up.
Keith and his team are loading and distributing over 200 pallets every hour, all day, every day.
We're now going into the high bays. Of course, you've got to have access.
High bays are where the robotic cranes pick pallets off the conveyor belts. Fully automated, this finely tuned process requires constant monitoring.
Keith Adams.
Hi, mate.
And any problem needs to be swiftly dealt with.
So I've got a blockage somewhere, which means the automation stopped. Automation should never stop. It should always be moving. So I'm trying to find out what's going on before we move into this area of the operation. Ian, round down here in Klondike, there's nothing moving. It looks like we've got a problem, but I can't see anybody fixing it or resolving it. I've tried... Yeah, I've shouted him, but I can't find him. OK, but it's all stationary. OK, thank you, bye. This should not be blocked. As soon as you block it up, we get all our pallets all backing up, which means stops the cranes. The cranes stop, which means we're losing capacity, and that's one thing we don't do.
For every hour the line is stationary and there are no lorries leaving, it could cost McVitie's £133,000 in unfulfilled deliveries. Even the slightest delay throws the whole system out of balance. Keith needs to go on a hunt to find the issue.
This tailor wrap, every now and then, we will knock a sensor off. We have sensors all around the building, over 300 sensors. So a bit of wrap flapping in front of a sensor will stop the operation, or part of the operation, because the system will think it's a loose box or something that shouldn't be there.
Fortunately, it looks like Keith may have found the culprit.
So, hence the reason for just making this tail, getting rid of that tail, stop it from flopping about. All good. Oh, it's starting to move now. Da-da-da.
Disaster averted. Back in McVitie's research and development, things are looking good for the white chocolate digestive. The chef likes the taste. The scientists like the texture. Just one hurdle left. It needs to get past people with possibly the very best job in the world.
My name's Rachel, and I'm a professional biscuit taster. To be honest, to become a professional biscuit taster, I think you have to have a particular palate to be able to differentiate certain flavours, certain tastes and textures. To be honest, I'm not so much of a biscuit fan anymore. I don't really eat them myself much. I get enough at work. You right, Karen?
Yes,
yeah, not bad, you know, the usual.
These are McVitie's very own crack team of professional biscuit tasters. People with highly developed taste buds who can tell the difference between tiny amounts of salt, sweet, bitter and sour. If they don't like how a biscuit prototype tastes, it won't go into production.
We have such a diverse group within the panel because we're all brought together through our taste buds, which is quite an unusual grouping of people.
They are led by sensory panel leader Tom Holmes.
Hello, guys. So today we are going to start off with some training on some sweet biscuits, just one sample. Then we will try that with some dunking into some tea.
The super tasters start each session with some training to ensure that they are tasting and reporting flavour in the same way.
So we've got sample 361 for us today.
Sweet, salt, bitter.
Sweet, salt.
Bitter.
Yeah. So where did we score sweetness for sample 361?
50.
Okay, and what about bitterness?
10.
Very little amount of bitterness. No great surprises, this is what we like to see for something like a digestive biscuit.
I'm a big fan of the white chocolate digestives. Yeah, having the sweet tooth makes it all the better, yeah. And good for the job as well.
The white chocolate digestive's a good combination of your basic digestive and then it's got that fabulous topping.
Training complete, they can move on to dunking. It is vital for the success of the white chocolate digestive that its flavours work with a copper.
The dunking we do in our sensory booths, and this is an area that we've designed that's really neutral, so it really dulls all of our other senses, so the panellists can really just tune into what the biscuits are giving them. It's really white, it's really quiet, and we've got specific lighting that allows us to just make sure we're assessing things in the most accurate way possible. So I'm gonna just pass these through.
Here's your first sample. You just get started when you're ready.
Thank you.
Here's your first sample, so if you get started whenever you're ready.
With each taster sitting in a white booth, Tom serves tea and biscuits through a hatch. Then Rachel dunks half her biscuit before taking a bite.
Certainly, sweetness and vanilla, for me, are enhanced in this dunking experiment.
Rachel records her results.
Job done. All that is left is for Tom to analyse the results. The bars are from an earlier taste test without dunking. The dots from today's dunking test.
It's really good to see that before the dunking, throughout, we had some strong flavours picked up. Then even after it was dunked into the tea, the flavours were becoming even stronger, which is really good. So the sensory science behind this has shown that the white chocolate digestives are improved by dunking into the tea and hopefully will be still really well liked after it's been dunked.
Proven by science, a biscuit and a cup of tea, a match made in heaven.
White digestive biscuit.
All that is left is to see what the great British public think of the finished biscuit.
That's so disappointing.
Inside McVitie's at Christmas. Hashtag Inside McVitie's.
Christmas is fast approaching and McVitie's are counting on the success of their new white chocolate digestive to deliver the perfect present. To gauge reaction, McVitie's are releasing the white chocolate digestive initially in a limited number of supermarkets. With the first weeks of sales so important, managing director David Murray can't help himself and pops to the local supermarket to make sure every packet is being properly displayed.
Clearly, you know, it's a new product, right? So it's only got two facings versus, you know, the daddy of our portfolio, which is milk chocolate digestives. But, you know, it's our hope and our goal that that continues to grow in spaces in time. But white will hopefully eventually get there. But, yeah, right now we're very happy even just to have it on the shelf. You know, McVitie's is not just the only biscuit company. I mean, there is competition and it's stiff competition, but that drives us on.
Supermarket shelves packed with biscuits, then an open packet of white chocolate digestives.
On sale at last, it doesn't take long for the all-important biscuit influencers on social media to feed back.
Well, it looks nice.
And by Jove, it tastes nice. I will give these a 9 out of 10, and I give nothing a 10.
Not the strongest of flavours. I don't think there's actually a patch on milk chocolate or dark chocolate.
First off, without a dippy, and these were amazing. And then obviously, I had to have a little dippy in my tea, and they were even better.
That's so disappointing. I'm literally getting the tiniest bit of white chocolate. All I'm tasting is digestive.
The instant verdict on social media may be mixed, but the real test comes with the first weeks of sales.
The glass facade of a commercial building.
And back at McVitie's HQ, the results are in.
We originally thought we'd be making about 444 tonnes this year of white chocolate digestives. At the moment, I've got a figure that I'm working to that probably sits well over 1,200 tonnes. I think that's pretty impressive.
Alexandra Chitty is a supply chain planner. It's her job to analyse sales and make sure factories are producing enough biscuits to meet demand.
As you can see, there's a few red squares appearing on my sheet already this week. These red sales here, as you can see, this red top line here, means that we are performing considerably above forecast.
For McVitie's, red is good. It means big sales.
That means that we are going to be looking to ramp up production in this area. I'm happy from a business performance perspective, but it does create a challenge of how are we going to make it next week.
Even social media is finally coming on board.
We're going to try and find the white chocolate digestive.
McVitie's have a big hit. So big that some customers are having trouble tracking down an elusive pack.
My little girl.
No!
We've been violated.
Dance through the sadness.
It's a great problem to have, but it is a problem. They are proving so popular that McVitie's need to quickly ramp up production to meet increased demand.
Right, time to get my clothes on.
The challenge of making more falls to the McVitie's factory in Stockport.
I'm putting my hairnet on to make sure I keep all my hair, what little hair I have, in place.
A 35-year veteran of the food industry, process development manager Bill Marsh is leading the ramp-up in production. His first priority, a huge delivery of liquid white chocolate.
I've got concerns about this delivery coming in today, when it's going to arrive. We're very short on stocks. There's a real risk here that it might come in too late. We might end up stopping production. This is a massive launch for the site and for the business, so it's very important that it all goes well. So we've got a lot to worry about today.
All right, let's go and get on with it. Cheers, guys.
Cheers.
Bill's walking alongside a conveyor belt of biscuit bases.
The sales are insane, and we've done quite a lot of work to make sure we can keep making those biscuits, 2.5 million biscuits every day, to keep up with consumer demand. So I've got to get this right today, because if I don't, there's going to be a lot of disappointed customers.
2.5 million biscuits are going to need a lot of white chocolate. And with the delivery of 20 tons of the stuff every 2 days, Bill is faced with a storage problem.
This tank isn't big enough.
He's had to switch over to a huge tank capable of holding 20 times the capacity of the smaller one.
This is where the white chocolate's been delivered to. This is our enormous new tank. So right now in this tank, we have 20 tons of white chocolate. That won't even last us 2 days.
With the new super tank coming online, the increased demand should be comfortably met.
Morning, Steph.
Morning, Bill.
As you know, we've changed over to the new bulk chocolate system today.
That's it.
But with any change in production, there is the danger of a hiccup in the system. So Bill and enrobing expert Steph are watching closely for quality and consistency.
We've got a good temper, we've got a great coverage, we're keeping the weight. All under control.
Obviously, this is a key part of the speeding up of the line so that we can make enough biscuits to keep everyone happy.
Exciting.
Once the biscuit is cooled, the new batch of white chocolate sticks perfectly to the biscuit.
Yep, very happy with that. Well done, Steph. Thank you.
The next step is packing. Production team manager Debbie Carter and her team are ready and waiting for the increase in production.
We've got the process spot on now. Chocolate coverage is really good. It runs round the line really well.
Packets are fine, everything's perfect today.
Oh, good.
Let's hope it stays that way.
A packaging roller comes to a stop.
Spoken too soon. The line stops, so does the flow of biscuits. When 2.5 million biscuits per day need to be packed, every second counts.
I feel like the captain of the Titanic.
In the Titanic sink, though.
We're not going to sink.
While nerves might be on edge on the white chocolate digestive production line, elsewhere, McVitie's are about to undertake yet another risky endeavour, a massive new advertising campaign to hit TV screens in the run-up to Christmas.
So, the new ad campaign that we're working on right now is, I guess, it needs to be fitting for a brand that's almost 200 years old, but relevant today.
Managing Director David Murray has a clear vision for what he wants, and it's quite the balancing act to take a heritage, much-loved brand and make it relevant.
It's got to be modern. It's got to have the ability to cut through and be remembered. It's got to drive sales.
So who could you ask to deliver a message as complex as that? None other than a true broadcasting legend.
Sir Trevor MacDonald is sitting at a desk in front of a city backdrop.
The guy it's pretending to be you, Trevor. He's going to say, me, Trevor MacDonald.
Yeah.
And that's your cue to say.
The man behind the idea is Executive Creative Director Paul Jordan.
We thought it'd be a brilliant idea because if we think about all of the own brand biscuits that are impersonating McVitie's, we thought it'd be really fun to have someone impersonating Sir Trevor. So the way the commercial will work, it'll be a little bit like a rug pull. So we'll cut to what we think is Sir Trevor MacDonald doing the voiceover, but it's actually an impersonator. And as the viewer feels a little bit let down then, we then hit them with the real thing, the original Sir Trevor.
A 100-strong crew are filming in a secret London location to bring the new McVitie's commercial to life. This is a big production with a lot riding on its success.
One, take one.
And set.
Ready, and action, Alan.
Me, Trevor MacDonald. Actually, it's Sir Trevor MacDonald, and I'll take it from here.
Sir Trevor bites into a biscuit.
Cut,
good. Play back, yes. Reset.
He's so well-versed in diction, and so clear and clipped. And he always ends each sentence with a definite full stop. So he's nice to do once you get the rhythm of him.
Sir Trevor soon discovers there are right and wrong ways to eat a biscuit.
Show the camera the back of your hand. That's better.
Exactly.
Much better.
Okay. Yeah.
That's more natural then.
Okay.
But director Sam Pilling is on hand to get the best performance.
Obviously, he's very good in front of camera, but it's doing something that's slightly out of his comfort zone. So we're making sure that he feels very relaxed. That's the biggest thing that we really have to nail today.
Actually, it's Sir Trevor MacDonald, and I'll take it from here.
Trevor's a newsreader, he's not an actor, but he did a brilliant job of that for us today, and he smashed it, and he bit the biscuit 20, 30 times, and looked like he loved it each time.
And that is a wrap.
Hashtag Inside McVitie's.
McVitie's have recorded a new cheeky advert for their biscuits starring Sir Trevor MacDonald. Back at their HQ, Managing Director David Murray has gathered his marketing team to give his opinion. Has the big production met his big expectations?
Very excited. I think a tad nervous.
Ready.
There can be only one. There's only one king. One goat. One hedgehog. And only one biscuit for your biscuit break. The true original. And one person to tell you about it. Me, Trevor MacDonald. Actually, it's Sir Trevor MacDonald. And I'll take it from here. McVitie's. True originals.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. I'm blown away. This business has been around for 200 years. The role we have to play now is to ensure the business is around for the next 200 years. And I think the guys have done an amazing job putting it together. And I think the end with the British icon, the true original, Sir Trevor, I mean, it is just brilliant. I just couldn't have asked for a better outcome, so super chuffed.
McVitie's White Chocolate Digestives have been launched in a limited number of supermarkets, and they are proving popular.
It's just a digestive with white chocolate on. Of course it's going to be nice.
It's impossible to have to feel free.
So much, in fact, that the production needs to be massively increased. However, back at the Stockport factory, for production team manager Debbie Carter, things have hit a snag in packing.
Empty rollers and conveyor belts moving. Debbie climbs metal steps, then looks out over the plant.
And then, a Christmas miracle.
It stopped because the blueprint stopped.
The line starts again. Not a miracle after all, but an issue with the blueprint machine. But that's still cause for a little celebration. With the line up and running again, it's full speed ahead.
Our period. The way we're running, we're going to absolutely smash that order.
Terrible twosome.
Well, we can't get in any more trouble, can we?
All that is left is for a spot check by Bill and Debbie to ensure the biscuits meet McVitie's exacting standards.
Then we'll open it to check product quality.
And eat one.
And eat one, or two, or three.
Bill takes a bite and nods. Then Debbie tries one too.
Lovely. I could eat a whole packet.
That's why I didn't want to start eating one. So you just keep going back. Nice.
Bill nods as he chews. A forklift adding two pallets to a large consignment. Then outside, a driver locks his load, opens the cab door, then takes a seat.
McVitie's increase in production of the white chocolate digestive has worked. Millions more biscuits can now be delivered up and down the country to eager waiting customers.
White digestive biscuit.
9.75 out of 10. Very tasty.
With over 1 million in sales from a limited nationwide launch, the white chocolate digestive is McVitie's biggest new product of the last 10 years. But success doesn't stop managing director David Murray constantly monitoring customer feedback.
So this is the McVitie's Instagram channel. We've another one that's gotta make it into my cheesecake recipe. The absolute best. I need them, please send them. Yeah, it's just amazing. And to see that level of reaction, yeah, it's brilliant. That's shoppers, that's people that buy them and absolutely love them.
A smile spreads across David's face.
The launch of the white chocolate digestive can firmly be called a success. All that is left is for the final production of the Victoria selection at the Wigston factory to be completed. And Christmas will have come early for McVitie's. Supply chain manager Azeem has good news for factory manager Brian.
Hello, Brian.
Hi, Az.
Okay. Right. Final day here for Victoria. After today, we'll more or less take 100,000 cases.
Is that all the orders complete?
All the orders, yes, by end of late today, last tally will go out.
100,000 cases of Victoria assortment, baked, packed, and on their way to customers.
Hello, Dean. How are we?
You okay,
yeah?
Good to see
good.
You.
Final run today?
Yeah.
How are we doing? How are they doing?
Perfect.
Yeah, we're so all we just need
track.
To make sure we push.
We're almost there.
Yeah. How are you doing, ladies? You okay? Yeah? Make sure. Get the final run out, yeah?
There are just 50 cases of Victoria assortments left for Dean Hassell and his team to pack.
What we'll do, 5 minutes' time, we'll stop the spread. We can run the line out. That will give us our 50 target that we need. Christmas can begin.
Yay!
Perfect. Thank you.
Ladies, only 50 hours to do, and then it's Christmas time. Yay!
Yay! Oh, I can't believe it's that quick. We're finishing for Christmas. Don't know where the year went, but we enjoyed it.
The last boxes roll off the line and the production of Victoria assortment is finished for another year. And the factory falls silent. All that is left is for a party.
It's just nice for everybody to come together and for us to say thank you. It's Christmas!
Christmas!
All the team have done really well. Thank you. Save you again for next year.
Yes.
Yes.
Yay! Yay!
There is just one person missing. Call me a cynic, but I don't think that is the real Father Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas, team! Yay! Now, one question. Did we win at Christmas?
Yay! Looks suspiciously like factory manager Brian.
Time to party, and if you don't mind, a little bit of a sing-song and a join-in.
Yeah!
Come on! Come on!
Brian is always singing, especially this time of year.
Hey!
Wigston factory has been working flat out for over 35 weeks. From the factory floor to the packing line to the managers, it's been a huge effort.
I'm just so proud of the team. This year we've made 100,000 cases of Victoria, which is no mean feat. It takes a lot of effort, a lot of passion and a lot of hard work. And the team have just done absolutely brilliantly. I'm so proud of them.
The McVitie's family can finally relax.
Merry Christmas, everybody!
Until next year.